I miss lions, I really do. I used to have a lot of them and it was great. And then I got my girls. Now, I love my girls because they're cute, they're black, they purr, and occasionally they show me affection. My last cat was Ginger, had sharp claws, and well, his way of waking me up was a bit more hands-on, should we say? That's also the reason I've got so many bruises and scars. But yeah, Ceri is not known for her patience, so basically around every, I don't know, six, half past six, she'll start trying to get food out of me. And this depends on whether the door's open or not. If it's open, I get a cat standing on my head and headbutting my ear and making lots of noise and generally forcing me from my pit. This is not good. So if I shut the door, I instead get the noise of a cat rubbing her head against the door for 2 hours. And then, if that doesn't work, as it didn't this morning, she starts to mew. And it's like a child. You're on the same wavelength as a baby. You can't ignore it. Isis, on the other hand, is happy. She just sits and purrs and watches the world go by. Now, if only her daughter could be like that. So I get up, I feed them, I open the door, kick Sari out, and go back to bed. Sensible, I think. Isis resumes her seat on the windowsill, and if she's in a very good mood, she will headbutt me for a bit while I go and turn the heating on for her. And then when that starts getting warm, she'll just purr very loudly, and all her little fur will puff up. So she's now curled up over there, and you can literally hear the purring all around the house. Completely content, you know, blissful kitty. She's at her most affectionate this early in the morning. And just, she'll sort of be nice to me. Not that she's not nice to me at other times of the day, but, yeah, she just likes a bit of a fuss and attention. And Sari, on the other hand, is gallivanting around the neighbourhood, chasing other cats and, well, getting her feet dirty. Great life, isn't it?